Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tom Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplow. The throw from Retzer and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter misplays the ball. That's an error on Cotter. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Chaney fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplau hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke scores. Brinkman moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Jim Coates now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Francona moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Francona scores. Alvis moves to third. Held moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to home to get Alvis. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for John Kennedy. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Osteen pinch runs for Ken Retzer. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Jim Coates. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin moves to third. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 3 in the game. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo bunts towards first. Brown fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hauser trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luplau hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 4 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Held reaches second base with a double. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bronstad fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Jim Bronstad. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hauser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.